Welcome to the Quick Fix, the bite-sized edition of the Fulham Fix, and you join us, what, 20 minutes after full time? I think I've lost kind of a lot of sense of time right now, but you join us by the dugout, and you might see us as well. There's the Riverside cam up there. We'll give you guys a little wave.
Come on, Fulham.
Yeah, man, I can't quite believe the score. Felix, what was the score?
Unbelievably, Ivan. Fulham did Spurs 3-0. I can't remember Spurs coming in here and getting, or going anywhere this year actually, and getting done over like that.
Can we use the phrase spanked? Did we spank Spurs?
If you wanted to, I think it would be accurate. And if you were to use that phrase spanked and then look at what we're looking at, I know that it's very familiar to you, but being around this area, the dugout, the technical area, because this is what your job is, being the match announcer. But because I normally watch the game from over there in the Johnny Haynes and the wooden seats, I don't normally have access to this. And I think if you looked at the Fulham dugout, I think you could feel and see that we've just beaten Spurs 3-0. Because what we're looking at there is a disposed of and smashed in half Red Bull can.
Yeah, there are other energy drinks available.
I'm assuming that belongs to Luis Bomorte.
Without a doubt, yeah.
There is half a pink liquid in a transparent water bottle.
That's Vimto. That's one of the academy players. That's one of the youth players. That's
exactly.
Work experience.
There's a Vicks vapor rub.
That's for all of them.
That's for all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one seat that's been heated in a dugout. And we've been told, and I don't think this is private information,
no,
that Stuart Gray's chair that's been warmed up, and we feel like he is a member of the backroom staff but wants a heated seat during the game.
So, I mean, I know that Fulham have beaten Spurs 3-0, but I think the real headline, the real takeaway you're going to get from this quick fix is that Stuart Gray likes a warm bottom.
Correct. And he would have had a warm heart as well after the performance.
Oh, man.
Where do you want to start? So the first thing I want to say is, I took a friend of mine who's a Spurs fan today, and I was trying to say to him that this team do not settle. By the way, if you do hear a sound of atmospherics in the background, that is, what is that?
That's
an ES34R lawnmower.
Yeah.
In our vicinity doing the ground. I was saying to him, that it's a very hard place to come for them because we won't settle for second best, but very physical, always come with a plan and won't go within ourselves. Yeah. And he was full of stuff about how Spurs always let people, like for 20 minutes, let you into the game and they'll come and sting you second half.
Yeah.
And we just didn't let any of, they come with a set plan and they normally dominate teams like that.
Yeah.
We just didn't let it happen today, did we?
I think it's really, no, we didn't at all, man. We didn't. And you're right. And it's the same thing. I've got so many Spurs supporting friends who all say the same thing. I mean, literally like 3 days ago, a neighbour was saying to me, he was talking, I said, you know, we do the general chit chat, how's things, how's Spurs, you know, you're happy with the season so far. And he started talking about the next few games for Spurs and he named us and whoever they're playing next, like Palace or whatever. And he said, anyway, so I know that's an easy 6 points. And I was like, whoa, you forget. And he was like, oh, come on, it's Fulham, you know, you know. And I suppose I had that ringing around my head and I just can't quite, you know, even when, I mean, 1-0 up, Munez, again, I mean, at what point do we have to admit to ourselves that we have a really good player in Munez? Mm-hmm. I mean, a player that, you know, probably didn't reveal himself for the first, what, let's be honest, year here? Maybe even a little bit longer. And you're like, oh, I'm not sure what we've bought here. Is he going to stay here? Are we going to send him out on loan? And my God, what, in the last couple of months, he's not only scoring goals, but he's holding the ball up, he's strong, he's solid, he's chasing everything down. He's fantastic.
Absolutely. And I think that he's a guy that is interesting because in some ways, because he had that first year where he wasn't really in games, and we defined him by his smile and just thought like, oh, you know what I mean? He's got a soft centre.
He does have a lovely smile.
But now that smile is aligning with his game as well. And like you say, hold up play is absolutely fantastic. But the first goal is a proper Premier League calibre striker's goal, wasn't it? Just cutthroat finish. And I think now we've got, like, we're starting to feel like with him and Jimenez, are we missing Mitro? And do we need to go back in and get anyone, actually?
I may.
Because
now
we've got those two centre-forwards. You feel like, oh, it's quite a nice equilibrium there.
Yeah, man. Listen, I know there'll be people screaming at the podcast right now on both sides of the fence going, no, we need to bring someone in. I'm saying, what have we got, 10 games left of the season? He's on, again, correct me if I'm wrong here, 7 goals in 7 games.
Yep.
Good goals, solid goals, could have been more. Playing really well. A few assists in there, I believe, as well.
He's the in-form Premier League centre-forward alongside Ollie Watkins.
I mean, he really is.
I think he might be.
I mean, it's, you know, that. But do you know what? Even when that goal goes in, you go, okay, we're 1-0 up. It's what we deserve from the first half, you know, at least. But you know, there's a part of you that goes, okay, 2-1 Tottenham come at the end of the game, but we'll be super proud. We did good. I mean, you know, we looked better. But there was a point where I thought, oh, man, we're going to thrash them. When that fourth went in, I know obviously it was disallowed from Polinia. But when that fourth went in, I thought, oh, my God, we are about to thrash fifth place Spurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Comfortably. And at no point, really, did they threaten to. There were a few misses, obviously, they had near the end. But that was the point where we were, you know, in a comfortable lead, you know.
Well, it's interesting because I think everything in the season has been aligning towards that. And we've been, like, spinning out the rhetoric for a while, actually, that this Fulham team will play big sides, not accept second best and dominate. But we haven't got the results up to a point.
Yeah.
But I think we're feeling that tipping point now where New Year's Eve, Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, we beat Arsenal on New Year's Eve. We went to United.
Yeah.
We got that result and won there. Just that confidence is now coming, like, really, like, into the side in a tangible way.
Yeah.
And I thought what was really interesting to me today was Sasha Lukic and Polinia.
Yeah.
That sort of Mafia-esque centre midfield, actually. And I don't want to say that because of I love Harrison and want Harrison to be playing a lot as well. But really, as a physical presence.
Yeah, man.
We actually dwarfed them a little bit there. We just didn't allow them to come here and do what Spurs do.
I'm glad you mentioned Sasha there, because that is a player, again, who's kind of always sort of gone slightly under the radar in the fact that, you know, he tends to, you know, he doesn't often start games. Has started too recently. But, you know, we brought him in, I think, last season. You're like, you know, he's a solid player. He's good. You know, we'll bring him on with 10, 20 minutes left. Again, what has he become? He's so strong.
He can show what a good footballer is. And another thing I'd say just off the pitch quickly, Ivan, is that, you know, late night, I've been coming to watch Fulham Spurs when we've been in Premier League since I was a very young kid. And quite often, you talk about teams from up north coming to Fulham and having a day out and coming really loud and up for it. And Spurs often bring that energy to games,
yeah,
where it's like super loud. They're all coming south of the river, like they're bringing the, yeah, party.
Yeah.
And at times, because we're also what is stand, that's the Berbatov stand.
The Berb stand, yeah.
And everyone's looking at it. Sometimes, yeah, it can suck a bit of life out of here. But actually, the atmosphere immediately, the cottage was fantastic in the Hammersmith end.
Yeah, it was
and
bouncing.
Really strong in the Johnny Haynes.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what that was, but it didn't feel like one of those games where there's like thousands of people there out singing everyone.
No, it didn't. The Spurs lot were quiet tonight.
Is that the belief of the last 2 months a little bit, maybe, in terms of...
I think it might be. I mean, I know, obviously, you know, this comes off the back of a defeat at Wolves, but, you know, the reality is, you know, we started this season. And do you know what? This is so apt that this has happened. During the time, you know, I think we'll probably release this first thing tomorrow morning. So if you're listening, it is probably Sunday morning. Yeah, Velvet Underground.
Yes,
there we go. Look at us geeking out. Yeah, you know, this is probably going to be released then. But it's happening during a time where our recent Fulham fix is Andreas Pereira. And again, you know, we spoke at length. If you're not listening, make sure you go listen to it at length about the fact that he's bought him and a number of these players that have come in, like Willian, have bought this belief into the club that doesn't matter who you are, mm-hmm, we are going to give you a game. You know, we are going to play our game. And we're going to do it well. And we're doing it. You know, yeah, beating Arsenal this season, beating Man United at Old Trafford this season. We've now beaten Spurs. We thrashed Spurs.
Yeah.
We have thrashed Spurs at Craven Cottage this season. This is, you know, and this is all coming off the back of let's be honest, a transfer window where people were slightly disappointed at the end of it. We've lost Mitro. We brought in a number of players, but people were hoping for, like, a, you know, a big name striker.
Sure.
You know, not only did we do that, but we look stronger than last season. It's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm feeling a bit giddy, if I'm honest, mate. I don't quite know.
There's huge belief in this squad, for sure. And you just hope you can keep hold of pretty much everyone. Just talking quickly about Andreas Pereira, who was brilliant on the episode. I met a few people in the Johnny Haynes concourses walking through, said how much they enjoyed that. And if you haven't listened to that, do, because he's brilliant. It's just before he's got his Brazil call up,
yeah,
and he fed that energy in today, where Spurs play with a very isolated two centre backs, almost with full backs but players, yeah, wingers, and Andreas Pereira in that high press really read that, and he just did not let them settle into that situation at all. And we talk about it quite often as him as a set piece taker and attacking footballer, but actually defensively, in terms of that high press, like, he is doing so much work, yeah, Andreas. And having just met him and really loved him, I was just locked in a different way, and,
yeah,
he's such an effective footballer.
I mean, this is the other thing as well, because, you know, obviously last season there was a lot of, you know, a lot of the goals came through him. He scored a number of goals. He assisted a number of goals, especially before his injury. You know, a lot of people saying he's not really doing that this season. He hasn't getting the goals. He's not getting the assists. But what he's doing, his job's changed this season. Without a doubt, is, you know, him and Mitro, you know, there was a link-up play that happened there that was very, very successful.
Sure.
That's changed this season. Mitro's not here anymore. We're playing a slightly different way. We're using him in a different way. And there's a reason why he's got that Brazilian call-up. Without a doubt, he doesn't stop. Yeah. He doesn't stop. And you can see, you know, when he was subbed off in what, the 65th minute or whatever, people stood. People literally rose to their feet and applauded him, man. He's an unbelievable
We're
player.
Recalling the glory years with Tagana, where we used to sing Fulham, it's just like watching Fulham. And very soon, when Muniz will get a call, no doubt very soon, we'll have two Brazilian internationals inside as well, and Willian as well. So you won't be able to move for Brazilian internationals.
I mean, at what point do we start calling Brazil Fulham?
It's Fulham. It's just like watching Fulham.
Yeah.
Who we got next, Ivan?
Oh, man. Who have we got next? Oh, coming up. So coming up next week. Oh, man. We got the one and only Lee Clark.
Lee Clark. And there was some Lee Clark energy tonight in terms of that box-to-box running the game. He would have enjoyed himself a Lee Clark in his prime, wouldn't he?
Lee Clark would have loved that today. I'm sure he was watching on telly. As were a number of my Spurs supporting friends who were messaging me a lot of abuse within the first, what, half an hour? Soon stopped. In fact, I'm not sure a few of them turned off.
It's turning into a Hall of Fame year at Fulham Football Club. And that is in amongst a lot of disappointments, actually, where we haven't got to a League Cup final.
Yeah.
We're not inside the top 10, but there's some truly memorable results this year that people remember forever. This is absolutely one of them. Before we go any further, mate, well, just to wrap it up, I'm going to sit in Stuart Gray's seat.
Your bum's a bit cold. Sure.
Yeah.
Get some of that Stuart Gray energy.
Come on, Fulham Football Club.
All right, man. Come on, Fulham.